Hello, and welcome to the Illinois Realtors Weekly Podcast, keeping you up to date with all the latest news in the realtor world. I'm Jeremy, and today we are welcoming the chair and vice chair of the Illinois Realtors Political Involvement Working Group, Michael Simpson and Matt Persichetti. Michael is a managing broker at Baird and Warner Real Estate in Algonquin and a member of the Realtor Association of the Fox Valley. And Matt is a broker with Oakleaf Realty in Frankfort and a member of the Three Rivers Association of Realtors. Michael, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Well, thank you. I'm a huge fan of the IR Weekly podcast and didn't envision seeing myself on here, but I'm really happy about the opportunity to do this and, of course, do it with my man, Matt.
And Matt, thank you for joining us here.
Oh, thank you for having me. It is nice to see the man behind the voice of the podcast. It's nice, even though we're not in person, it's nice to see what you look like, Jeremy. It's always thrilling to do anything with Michael Simpson. He's as good as it gets.
Absolutely. All right. Well, let's just dive right into it here, guys. We are less than a month away from Capitol Conference in Springfield. Man, it's coming up fast. For those who don't know, could you just explain a little bit about what Capitol Conference is? Michael, let's start with you.
All right. Well, Capitol Conference is the is a fancy name for what we'll do when we get to Springfield. I don't know why, I've just always referred to it as Lobby Day instead of Capitol Conference. I love it because we show up in force, and I think we're expecting like over 1,000 or close to 1,000 realtors from across the state this year to meet with legislators and advocate for the issues that are important to realtors and involving private property rights. That's the thing that's super important to me about it. The impact we have as a collective group is really, really important, and it's definitely recognized by and appreciated, I think, by the legislators. It's a great thing to be involved in, and I'm counting the days down until April 10th.
Matt, as someone who has attended before and as a member of the Realtor Political Involvement Working Group, why do you feel it's important for members to come to this event, Capitol Conference?
Well, that's a great question, Jeremy. You know, if I think back, I think this is going to be my 10th Capitol Conference. And there's a part of me that still feels the butterflies from the first time I went. I mean, the first time, I was encouraged by good mentors to, you need to go to Capitol Conference. They could try to explain to me why I should go, but I went because they asked me to go. And while I was there, honestly, I felt like a fraud. It's like, I can't get up there and talk to my legislators the way that these wonderful people do. But again, I had such great mentors. They taught me how to do that. And I learned by watching them just how important it is for us to go and build these relationships with our legislators.
Yes, obviously the impact of seeing the realtor voices and the realtor family in force on that day makes such a huge impact on the legislators themselves, knowing the level of commitment that we have to these issues. Right. So that is definitely what we're going for there. On our podcast last week, Jim Clayton, he was here talking about the new housing legislation package that was introduced by Illinois Realtors, and that could really have a huge positive impact on realtors and their clients. The three bills, they would incentivize construction of those missing middle homes that are really missing in the state right now, recreate a tax-advantaged first-time homebuyer savings account, and also ban the so-called crime-free housing ordinances that we see around the state right now. So what impact does showing up for Lobby Day have, and how important is it now for members to show up in support of this legislative package, Michael?
Well, I mean, look, put simply, there's strength in numbers. Our state lobbying team does a magnificent job staying abreast of all the issues and having the relationships with the legislators in Springfield. And then our state legislative contact program keeps us connected to those legislators at a local level. And we are definitely a trusted resource and partner for the legislators regarding not only the real estate market overall, but in their district and also what's going on in the economy and how that affects, you know, both realtors and our private property owner and property rights. That being said, seeing 1,000 realtors show up at the Capitol is a really impressive thing, and it really supports the hard work of Jimmy and Betsy Gregg and all the SLCs. And by coming there in the way we do and to talk about the issues that we're going to talk about, it lets them know, lets them, the legislators know that our members are educated, they're active participants in local, state, and national issues, and we vote. And I think the legislators care about that.
Matt, do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, like I said before, I was very scared the first time I went to Capitol Conference. I can tell you now, as a seasoned veteran, I'm not scared at all. I look forward to it. I really do enjoy this trip. It's one of my favorite things to do during the year as a realtor. I belong there. And anybody that's listening, if you have not gone, I promise you, you belong there. You should be there at this. This is very important. You know, this time of year, if I'm at a local event, and I'm talking with other realtor colleagues, and I inevitably will bring up lobby day, you know, have you ever gone? No. Okay. You're going to go. Here's what we're going to do. So I encourage all those listening to grab three people, get them, fill that bus and let's go down there in strong numbers.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we often hear back on our surveys that for many realtors, this day provides them with like this aha moment when they kind of finally understand like how all the pieces of our advocacy and of the teams that we have fit together. So have either of you had that experience? And what did you think that you can gain from attending Capitol Conference? Like what brings you back? Michael, let's start with you there.
Yeah, I mean, Matt's going to say the same thing. I've had probably so many aha moments. It's not, you know, we don't have enough time on the podcast for that. But one that I like to talk about is related to Senator Castro. So I was the SLC for that senator for one term. And I remember it was actually probably either my second or third lobby day that I attended. And I was responsible for setting up the meeting with her at her office, if we could get it. A lot of people, we weren't sure we were even going to get an audience with Senator Castro. She was brand new. It was her first year. But she agreed to meet with her. I had conversations with her before, so she agreed to meet with us. We had a great meeting in her office. I don't think most people would think that she was much of a realtor champion that first year, and even at that meeting, because of all the issues we talked about, I'm not sure we were in sync on any of them or not in sync the way we would like to be. But I stayed in touch with her. We had a great meeting there. It was a great meeting for the realtors who were involved. And I think it was important for Senator Castro as well. I did my normal follow-up with her following the meeting and attended her events and so forth. And at one of those events, not so long after Capitol Conference, she approached me and said, I have a piece of legislation that based on our meeting at Capitol Conference, I think it would be important if the realtors would take a look at and let me see if there's some way for us to work together on that piece of legislation. I think it might have been the first piece of legislation she filed. In any event, I referred it to our state lobby team. We ultimately helped craft her legislation, which passed. And I would say today that she's truly a realtor champion and importantly, a key member of the Senate leadership now. And that relationship really started at Lobby Day. So for me, that was one of those where you look at it and go, wow, you know, what, you know, for not thinking we had an impact to having the kind of impact we have now with that particular legislator. It just speaks volumes.
Matt, what about you? You've talked a lot about your first time already, but you have that big aha moment?
The entire trip was an aha moment, but the thing that stands out to me was just how comfortable the legislators were with certain members and how comfortable the members were with the legislators. I'm like, boy, how did those relationships build? Is what I was thinking. And now, being a seasoned veteran, I'm an FPC, I'm an SLC. And actually my state rep, I went to high school with him, Larry Walsh Jr. And, used to be my state senator but with the, redistricting, she's one section over, Meg Locker and Keppel. I also went to high school with, so now when we go down there for lobby day, I'm the guy that's super comfortable with these legislators. I'm hugging them when we enter the room. It's pretty surreal. But again, it goes back to what I said earlier, you belong here. Now I really see that I belong there. You definitely belong there. If you're listening to this, you belong there. Come to this. This is important for our business, important for our state.
Well, let's get into kind of like the like kind of nuts and bolts of Capital Conference and what happens there. So, Michael, you know, we know visiting the Capital, especially during a legislative session, it's unpredictable, it's fast paced, it's go, go, go all the time. So do you have any recommendations for someone that might be coming for the first time to this Capital Conference about what to expect from that part of the Capital Conference?
Yeah, wear comfortable shoes. That would be my first piece of advice to you. You're going to be doing a lot of walking, occasionally some running, a lot of backtracking over places you've already been, just to make the meetings. You know, we put a lot of hard work into trying to get those meetings set up with the legislators, but we might be meeting with them in their office. We might have an appointment. They might get called out for a committee. They might be on the floor. Sometimes we have to meet them right by the rails, by where coming off the floor. So you just have to be flexible. You have to be flexible with it. The good news is you're going to have a Matt or me or Betsy or someone else there who is helping coordinate that and helping, you know, get those meetings set up and getting us to the right place. So it's really important for that. But just, I mean, to be flexible is kind of a key thing. The other thing is, and I don't know that I knew this well enough, probably a little like Matt was talking about. I don't know if I knew this well enough the first time I went. I certainly knew it the second time. You know, you need to be a little bit prepared, you know, for what's going to happen. Not only the mechanics of it, but also what we're going to be talking about. You know, we're doing a good job getting information out there to the members about the kinds of things we're going to be talking about. Just make sure you understand the issues. You don't have to be an expert on every issue, but you should have a working knowledge about what we're talking about. And that is especially true this year with the housing package legislation. You should listen to the legislative updates. You should listen to any information that's coming out about that. And then the other suggestion is just to make friends with someone who's done it before. You're going to know all these realtors. You're probably going to be mostly with your association, unless you cross over with a couple of legislators. But mostly you're going to be with people that you know. Try to find somebody who's done it before and kind of stick to them. I did that my first year. That was super beneficial to me. And yeah, it can be a bit chaotic for sure, but it's organized chaos. And I think it's a ton of fun to do. So just, you know, being flexible, be prepared, you know, wear some comfortable shoes, have a good time with it. You'll get a ton of benefit out of it.
Exactly. We strive to make it so that the chaos is organized and understandable. Right. Matt, same question to you about somebody coming for the first time. Maybe, you know, about some specifics to how to like approach legislators. I mean, it sounds like going to high school with them is a good start. But what would you say to somebody who maybe is nervous? Like maybe you were like your first time when it's like, oh man, talking to a state representative.
Here's what I would say. You don't have to talk. You can just pin yourself to the hip of somebody that is going to talk. It's fine. You don't have to. I encourage you to, and I encourage you to really dive into that legislative package. Come prepared with what the talking points are. Not only here's what we're looking for. Tell them why you're looking for it. Have a story. We all have a story. You know, we're talking about how we have that missing middle. I'm sure every person listening to this podcast that's in the real estate business has a buyer right now that there's nothing for them to buy. Tell a story on how what that is and how you've got somebody that's qualified. They can get a loan. They can buy a house. But the price level that they're at doesn't exist anymore. You know, tell that story. Let them know really the pain that some of their constituents are feeling with this inventory crunch. You know, just have a story, I guess, if you're going to talk. Again, don't not come to this because you're afraid to talk. Come. You don't have to talk. But if you are going to be prepared and have a story.
I agree. I think sometimes we always think of like government as so nebulous and so like big picture that oftentimes I think representatives need to be reminded of the on the ground real life stories of people to remember what's at stake, you know, when you're looking at these, you know, gigantic multi-million dollar budgets and where to, you know, put money forth at. And yeah, I think that's invaluable stuff to do there. So wonderful, wonderful advice, guys. You know, besides the Capitol visit today, it also includes a pre-show breakfast. I know the speaker of the the house is going to be there. There's a speaker, there's a reception on the Illinois Realtors Bicentennial Plaza. And for those who come to Springfield a day early, they can also register for two events on April 9th, a special YPN program. And of course, the Realtor of the Year Banquet, where we will be celebrating the State Realtor of the Year, Ian Bartow, and of course, all of our local Realtors of the Year as well. So real quick, what are both of you looking forward to aside from the Capitol visit? Matt, why don't we start with you?
You know what? I enjoy the full 2 days. You know, the Roadie Banquet. I was very much honored to be our Realtor of the Year in 2019 over at Three Rivers. But whether you're the Roadie or not, you know, come to this event, you're going to see the Realtor of the Year from every association across the state, as well as Ein. It's truly the best of the best. You know, what a perfect networking opportunity. You know, because if I'm up in Northern Illinois, I'm not going to sell anything in Southern Illinois. I'm licensed throughout the state, but why not meet a friend that you can comfortably refer somebody to? You know, come and meet the true best of the best at the Realtor Bank, at the Roadie Banquet. You know, and then the next day is the lobby day. It starts with the, we all get together, they present to us all of our talking points, and we do have exceptional speakers, including the Speaker of the House. I mean, that speaks a little bit to how often are you going to have an audience with the Speaker of the House of Representatives for Illinois? And we seem to do it year after year. That's the power that we yield. So come for the Roadie Banquet, come for the what you're going to learn in the morning from the speakers, from the Speaker of the House, and then go there with all the energy that you've got and speak with your legislators. It works out very, very well. And then the last thing is, if you're taking the bus, I'll challenge all of the other associations to try to have as much fun on that ride home as we always did with Three Rivers. That is that's worth the price of admission.
Well, yeah, look out for the next podcast with Matt about the wild stories from Three Rivers. Michael, what about you? What else are you looking forward to besides the Capitol visit?
Yeah, I'm like Matt. I'm all in on that event. Both days. I've done that every year since I've been going for about 10 years. I think this is my 10th year or 11th year, like Matt. So I love it all. To be honest, I love the whole experience. But for me, the primary thing that I get the most joy out of is the Hill visits. We've talked a lot about that already, so I won't speak much more about that. But just the energy and the engagement of being at the Capitol or at their offices, or you know, walking through and seeing people and talking to so many people and seeing so many of us there. It's hard to beat that experience. It just feels great. And it makes me, you know, one of the times that I'm like super proud to be a realtor. I am really excited about the reception on the IR Bicentennial Plaza this year. That's going to be a little different, a new experience for us. But the ability to network and catch up with so many realtor friends on our own turf this year seems like kind of something that I think is going to be awesome. I'm really looking forward to that. And then I'll also be attending the Realtor of the Year Banquet. Like Matt, I've been a Realtor of the Year for Fox Valley. Unfortunately, I was a COVID Realtor of the Year, so I didn't get a banquet that year. But it's still pretty impressive thing hanging on my wall back here. So the Realtor of the Year banquet is awesome. I love it to be able to highlight you know, the leaders in our industry, both at the state level, and then also all the locals. And I'm especially happy this year to support the Fox Valley Realtor of the Year, Miguel Fernandez. And so I'm looking forward to the whole experience. And I think if you go with that idea in mind, you're definitely going to find something that you enjoy and like out of it. You're probably going to find a lot more than you think you will going down there, but it is such a great experience.
Absolutely, everyone. It is coming up, Illinois Realtors Capitol Conference. You are not going to want to miss it. Michael, Matt, I want to say thank you again for joining us today. Thank you again for bringing your expertise and your experiences to the general audience here. I want to say thank you very much, Matt, for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. And everybody, please make sure you come this year. This year, you know, we can say it every year that it's crucial, but this year really is crucial. You know, we need every tool that we've got to to get out of this inventory crunch. And one of those tools is smart legislation. And it's never going to be passed unless they understand why we need to do it. And we're the ones to explain that. So please join us this year.
Absolutely. And of course, thank you, Michael, for joining us.
Yeah, I would echo exactly what Matt said. I didn't know if you were going to throw this to Michael and Matt. Do you want to say something? Because then I thought it would be age over age before beauty, but because we kind of know where both of those sit right now. But anyway, this is going to be a really unique lobby day for us. I mean, generally speaking, when we go to lobby day, we have a laundry list of issues that we are against and are opposed to. And we spend most of our time trying to convince the legislators to also be against them and support what we're supporting. It's an uphill climb sometimes because of the type of legislation we're dealing with. But this year, it's different. This year, the primary focus is on what we're for. And so we're talking about the housing package, which is our baby, which we're proposing and pushing for, of course, with legislators. But it's our baby, and it's really a win-win for everyone involved. And so I would just strongly encourage you to attend Capital Conference. If you've never done it, it'll be a great experience for you. If you've done it, come back again. And it'll give you the opportunity to do something you can't do, you can do, but less effectively maybe as an individual when you have the clout of our whole organization, give you the opportunity to advocate for yourself and your clients. And I promise you, it'll be time well spent.
Michael Simpson, Matt Persichetti, telling you, come to Capital Conference. Of course, if any of you listeners want to learn more and register for Capital Conference, go to illinoisrealtors.org/Capital Conference. Also, be sure to visit illinoisrealtors.org/advocacy/housing. You can click on the banner on our homepage to read more about this big housing legislation package that we are putting forth there. So I also want to, of course, end by just thanking you, our listeners, for joining us on the latest episode of the Illinois Realtors Weekly Podcast. As always, give us a rating and a review on your podcast app of choice. And if you want any more content, simply search for Illinois Realtors on your favorite social media app. We will see you next week.